We'll be listening to beautiful songs today, Mighty Creator. And the chorus sounds like this: I will worship you and give you all the esteem unto you, O Yah. My praises will sing. I will honor thee, for thou art worthy. You are my maker, redeemer, and king. And the other song is for moms and dads, and for those who have lost their children due to one cause or another, in one way or another. And the chorus goes, two different choruses, my mother, and the other chorus is, but father, remember, Yahweh loves him more than you do. And dad, remember Yahweh's patience with you. He calls you now to love your son just the way he is. And father, remember, he is his. Well, Yahweh will love us if we keep his commandments. If we disobey him willingly and disobediently and rebelliously, sooner or later he will cast us off, according to the book of Hebrews, Peter, Jude, James, book of John, and so on. But I'm not here to argue points and semantics with those who will not listen. We're studying the name of Yahweh today, and Yahusha the Son who is risen, in the book of Colossians, chapter 3. If you then be risen with Messiah, so Messiah is risen, that's a fact. And how do we know that? By the scripture, by faith. Faith cometh by the word, and hearing the word, reading and studying. If you then be risen with Messiah, seek those things which are above, where Messiah sits on the right hand of Yahweh. He's not in a different compartment, as Ellen G. White once said, but he, right here, this is written in about 60 A.D. or B.C.E., if you're renovated, in the book of Colossians. And it says that he sits on the right hand of Yahweh. He wasn't in another room or compartment. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, spiritually speaking, symbolically. You're dead and your life is hid with Messiah in Yah. When Messiah, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in esteem, or the King James says glory. So you're supposed to mortify your members which are upon the earth, and mortify fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which thing's sake the wrath of Yahweh comes on the children of disobedience, in which you also walked some of the time when you lived in them. But now you are also put off. You put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. And then I wanted to bring out in verses 16, 17 of Colossians 3, let the word of Yahusha dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let him dwell, or tabernacle, richly in all wisdom in you, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with unmerited favor in your hearts to Yahweh. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Yahusha. And it says here in the King James, Lord. So in the name of Yahusha, giving thanks to Yah and the Father by him, by the Messiah. Wives, submit yourself. Well, we don't want to get into trouble there and step on any toes today. Oh, Yahweh forbid. No, Yahweh allowing. You could read on. Where's the name Shua come from? From a Canaanite. Here's one example in Genesis 38:2. And Judah, or Yahuda, saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite, whose name was Shua. And he took her and went in unto her, and she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Ur. So Shua, found in Genesis 38, verse 2. Now we can put that out of the way and move on. The name of Yahweh, the correct order, by the way, of Hebrew, the correct order of the letters, Hebrew is right to left, and Yod-Heh is Yah. That is Father. Yah, Y-A-H-H, in English, Y-A-H-H, in those English letters. That's Hebrew, in Strong's Concordance, Hebrew number 3050. Yod-Heh, Hebrew 3050. Then Yahweh, or Yehovah, is the name of the one true creator. And Yod Hey Vav Hey would be, of course, we're doing it from right to left, but sometimes people will write that from left to right. So Yod Hey Vav Hey is Yahweh, Hebrew 3068 in the Strong's. Then Hebrew 430 is Elohim, or gods, Strong's number 430, pronounced Elohim, the plural of 433, which means rulers, judges, sublime ones, or there it says divine ones, messengers, and they say angels. So rulers, sublime ones, messengers, or gods. So that can be strange gods. And there's a lot of evidence to that effect, that Elohim means strange gods more than it applies and is pertinent to our Father's name. So we, even though you say, well, look at the text. Well, which text are you looking at? Is it from Alexandria or Antioch? Yes, that would be an interesting study for you there. And how about the word Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, Hebrew 34:14, Jeremiahu, and from 73:11, and 30:50, Jeremiah means whom Yahweh has appointed, Jeremiah, or Jeremiahu. Zechariah and Zechariah are both spelled the same, backwards from right to left. Zechariah, Hebrew, and then I also have written here, as I copied it from my friend, from left to right, Z-K-A-R-Y-A-H-U-W, pronounced Zechariah, Yahoo, from 2142 and 3050. And what does Zechariah or Zechariah mean? Yahweh remembers, or Yahweh remembers. And then I have the internet name as a retired pastor, Stephaniah, and or Zephaniah, Stephaniah, and the first letter is Azadi. The last two letters on the left are the Father's name, Yod-Heh, transliterated Stephaniah. It means Yahweh has treasured. So that's three names there. Yahweh has treasured. Three names, Zephaniah, or Zephaniah, Zechariah, or Zechariah, or Zechariah, with an E, and Jeremiah. We went through that there for you today. That, I do want to save the change. Yes, okay, thank you. As we move on here on the Yahweh website, and we have the definition of Baal now. Baal, and this is taken from Knave's, that's N-A-V-E, Knave's Tropical Bible. Baal, B-A-A-L, an idol of the Phoenicians, the Elohim of the sun, and they put God, Elohim of the sun, wickedly worshipped by the Israelites in the time of the Judges. Judges 2:10 and 1 Samuel 7, 3 and 4. Here's my $5 software here, so I, from E4 Group, so I just put the cursor, the hand there, over Judges 2:10, and here's the scripture. It reads like this in Judges. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not Yahweh. They didn't know Yahweh. It says here L-O-R-D, of course. We know it's Yahweh or Yahovah. They didn't know Yahweh, nor yet the works which he had done for Yisrael. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and served Balaam. And they forsook Yahweh, Yah of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other Elohim of the people that were about them, round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked Yahweh to anger. And they forsook Yahweh, and served Baal and Ashtoreth. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers, and spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of Yahweh was against them for evil, as Yahweh had said, and as Yahweh had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, Yahweh raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those who spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other Elohim and bowed themselves unto them. Kind of reminds me of the period in America where they elected Barack Obama and people and Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State, and people were so worried that the Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses, Jews, and so forth would be thrown into internment camps. But then after a number of years, that fear went away. And it, kind of paled and diminished, and they just no longer had the fear that they would be sought after and persecuted. And so life went on, and there was no fear of anything. And in the year 2014 and 2015, people are just kind of cruising along smoothly and enjoying life. And we should enjoy life to its fullest in Yahweh's kingdom, but not the way that some people think, that they should just go off and, you know, always have a good time and give Yahweh a half an hour a week, you know, which that's what is that? That's nothing. So we give him a tenth of our time, even more than that. I think we give Yahweh all of our time, but we should at least give him 10%. We should give him a third of our time, at least, at the very bare minimum, because we're giving first, second, and third tithe. That's how I look at that. But back to the scripture in Judges 2. Sorry for the rabbit trails that I take you on. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after Elohim and bowed themselves unto the them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahweh, but they did not so. So they turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in obeying the commandments of Yahweh, taking out that comma there that didn't belong there. But they did not, so they didn't follow their fathers who walked after Yahweh. When Yahweh raised them up judges, then Yahweh was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge, for it repented Yahweh because of their groanings, by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers, in following other Elohim to serve them, and to bow down unto them, and they ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he said, because that this people has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel whether they will keep the way of Yahweh to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it, or not. Therefore Yahweh left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. So Yahweh did not drive out the enemies before them hastily. And he just let things go there. If that's all the concern that they had, that's all the concern we have. They wickedly worshipped the Phoenician god of the sun, Baal. If you look up Baal in the concordance, it tells you that Baal is Lord. So we're looking at 1 Samuel chapter 7 now. And Samuel spoke unto the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto Yahweh with all your hearts, then put away the strange Elohim and Ashtoreth, or Easter. Put away Elohim and Easter from among you, and prepare your hearts unto Yahweh, and serve him wholly, and software is skipping around. Come on, now we want to stay with 1 Samuel. Stay on that page there. Let's see. Easter and strange Elohim, and prepare your hearts unto Yahweh and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtoreth and serve Yahweh only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto Yahweh. And they gathered together Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before Yahweh and fasted on that day. They fasted and said there, we have sinned against Yahweh. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. Oh, yes, what a good story. History, good and bad, transparent story of how we, our good deeds and our bad deeds were brought out there. We wickedly worshipped in the kingdom of Israel Baal. And they still do to this day. So we're going now to, I guess it is, where are you, computer, where you're going? No, I have to wait a minute here. It's all over the road. 2 Kings 17:16. And they left all the commandments of Yahweh, their mighty one, and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire. You know, that's, in today's world, equivalent to abortion, to cause our children, our seed, to pass through the fire, that saline solution that burns them alive in the womb. And they used divination and enchantments. We still do that today. And they sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. Therefore Yahweh was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Yehuda only. But Yehuda kept not the commandments of Yahweh, their mighty one, walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. See, these statutes you see in the scripture are the ones that Yahweh gave to Moses to give to us, but they had their own statutes. They have the Talmud, the oral interpretation that's now in written form. You can see the Talmud online, or you know, you can pick it up in a Christian bookstore, I suppose, or some kind of a Jewish bookstore, but you know, it does not define sin. Yahweh's word, the Torah, or the first five books of Scripture, the Pentateuch, defines what sin is. The Talmud is just a man's interpretation. Fine Jewish men, aren't they? And Yahweh rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of the spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight, reading here in 2 Kings 17. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king, and Jeroboam drave Israel from following Yahweh and made them sin a great sin. Just like the United States leader and many political leaders who cause their companies and cause the corporations and people to sin, to support immorality. And this abortion thing too, of course. 2 Kings 17:22, the children of Israel, for the children, walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. And one of those things was departing from the Sabbath and making it the following day. And he departed not from them until Yahweh removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all the prophets, by all his servants, the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And you could read on there if you like. That was 2 Kings 17. Now there's a lot of other references, but let's see. They wickedly worshipped in the kingdom of Israel. They wickedly worshipped these Elohim, Baal. Jeremiah, let's see if we can get Jeremiah 23:13 now. Oh, that's good. Oops, no, it went away. No, I don't want to see chapter 2 of Judges. No, you crazy computer. I'm going to have a fight with this thing here yet, I guess, and get the sledgehammer. That ought to take care. And we're going to have to chop this out, maybe. Okay, here it is again. Quick. Jeremiah 23:13, and I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. Err. I have also seen in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, or Yahweh of armies, concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed the prophets. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood. Is that like absinthe and akadama in Japan? I'll feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth unto all the land. Yes, even our prophets in the Western Hemisphere have done this profaneness, and given us the name of Baal. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision out of their own heart. So that's not a good thing, to speak out of our heart, because the heart is desperately wicked. It's deceitful, and who can trust it? Who could know it? We don't know our hearts. Hopefully our hearts are pure and clean, or we wouldn't be here reading the word today. Oh, we're so blessed by all of the wonderful creations that he has provided for us. Jeremiah 23, a vision of their own heart, not out of the mouth of Yahweh, not out of the word. Yahweh gave us his son. He sent his son, and born of the virgin, and the word was made flesh. The word was made flesh and dwelt with us. So they say still unto them that despise me, Yahweh has said, you shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walks after the imagination of his own heart, listen to that now. Are you listening? Don't listen to your own heart. And don't let your conscience be your guide, as Jiminy Cricket said in Walt Disney, but listen to Yahweh's word. Don't listen to some spirit. I've got the Holy Spirit. I've got the Ruach HaKadosh. I'm filled with the Spirit. Well, that may very well be, but there's also, Paul says, the human factor, Romans 7. And don't say, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh, and who has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh has gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, this is from the scripture, the words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a sovereign at hand, saith Yahweh, and not a sovereign afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith Yahweh? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith Yahweh? Oh, he has created a perfect planet and universe. I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. I have a dream. Yes, Mr. Martin Luther. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. Okay, and now I'm actually opening up my scriptures, and I'm not going to read it off the screen, so we'll do a little better now. In Jeremiah 23, is not my word like a fire, saith Yahweh, like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Verse 30, therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahweh, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahweh, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith Yahweh, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith Yahweh. 33. When this people, or the prophet, or a priest, shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of Yahweh? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? Or what tribute? What desire or prophecy? So thou shalt say unto them, what prophecy? I will even forsake you, saith Yahweh. Let me back up again there. 33, and when this people, or the prophet, or priest, shall ask thee, shall ask Jeremiah, what is the prophecy of Yahweh? Thou shalt then say unto them, what prophecy? I will even forsake you, saith Yahweh. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people, that shall say, the prophet of Yahweh, or the burden, the prophet of Yahweh, I will even punish that man and his house. Related verses, Zechariah 9:1, 12:1, and Malachi 1:1. Something's going on. 35, this is awesome. Thus shall you say every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother. Then shall you say every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what has Yahweh answered and what has Yahweh spoken? And the prophecy, or it says here the burden, and the prophecy of Yahweh shall you mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For you have perverted the words of the living Yah, of Yahweh of hosts, our Yah. Or sovereign. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what has Yahweh answered thee, and what has Yahweh spoken? And since you say, the prophet of Yahweh, the burden of Yahweh, therefore thus saith Yahweh, because you say this word, the burden, the prophet of Yahweh, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say the burden of Yahweh, the prophet of Yahweh, you shall not say the prophet of Yahweh. Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and will forsake you, and the city that I gave you, and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. The end of the 23rd chapter of Yirmiyahu. Another one you could read is Hosea 1 and 2. And I like to highlight, so let's see here, Hosea. Isn't it before Amos and Joel? Yes. Oh, yes. Well, if you had time, we could put on the scripture reading by Hendrik van Dyke. Hendrik van Dyke, that would be wonderful. But here we go. Hosea 1, verse 9. Then said Yahweh, call his name Lo Ami. Lo Ami. For you are not my people, and I will not be your sovereign. Verse 10, Hosea. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. So that includes you, that includes me. It can't be numbered. It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, you are the sons of the living sovereign. Then shall the children of Yehuda and the children of Israel be gathered together, and you appoint themselves one head, or they appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Yezreel. In chapter 2, he's stripping them naked, hedge up the way with thorns. I will go and return to my first husband, you say, and she shall follow after her lovers. And her lewdness in the sight of her lovers. Verse 2:11, I will also cause her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, plural, her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts to cease. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, therefore whereof she has said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me. And I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. I will visit upon them the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers, and forgat me, saith Yahweh. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfortably unto her. And that's in chapter 2. And by the way, if somebody thought that that the feast days were just abrogated by this verse, we'll go to the rest of the story in chapter 12, verse 9. I that am Yahweh, thy mighty one from the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, will yet make thee to tabernacle, will make thee to dwell in tabernacles, as in the days of the solemn feast. So there he is again. the rest of the story. Back to the Feast of Tabernacles again, the Feast of Sukkot. That is even in the future. You know, in the past, they kept the feast of Passover and the feast of Shavuot, or people call it Pentecost or Feast of Weeks, and numbering the weeks and so on, and the Feast of Sukkot and all the seven feasts of Yahweh, including the Sabbath. They kept them. They kept them then. Here in this period, people tend to think that it's a different dispensation where we've dispensed with Yahweh's law and that he's done away with his law and his feast days. But in the future, so past, present, and future, in the future we see Yahweh's feast days enumerated and listed, and they're in the book of the law, and they're also in the future. In the future, in Isaiah 66, Zechariah 14, in the future, and in Revelation 2. And it also talks about the clean and unclean, the past, present, and future in those same chapters. Okay, we're studying the name of Yah today, and thank those who have joined us. Hosea chapter 13, verse 1. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. So he did well. When our brother Ephraim spake trembling, for fear of Yahweh, in other words, Ephraim exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended in Baal, he died. Verse 2, 13:2, and now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images. Well, we have may or may not have made molten images, but we make all kinds of images of gods. And Yahweh directly tells us there in that second commandment to not form images, to not have other gods before us, doesn't he? But, well, there's all kinds of religions. And the saying is these days that they're all credible and doable, that we all worship the same one. Well, if that's true, then I guess there aren't any false images or Baals or Elohim. Well, then why would he command us not to worship them if they don't exist, if there isn't a false god? And so idols, according to their own understanding that they have made, all of it the work of the craftsmen, they say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud and as the early dew that passes away. Verse 4, yet I am Yahweh, thy mighty one, from the land of Mitzrayim, and thou shalt know no Elohim but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Therefore I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard, by the way, will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, or cubs, and will rent the call of their heart. The call is, well, sort of like a portion of their heart, and there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king, or sovereign. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? And thy judges, of whom thou sayest, give me a king and princes. I gave them a king in my anger, and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him, and he is an unwise son, for he shall not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from my eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come, the wind of Yahweh shall come up from the wilderness and has sprung, and his spring shall come, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasures of the pleasant vessels. So there's good news and bad news there in the scriptures. He tells it realistically. He tells it like it really is. And then you know what's new. Hosea 13 there for you today. And there's a lot of other to go other go into about idolatry. 1 Kings 16, if you wanted to go back. 1 Kings 18. 1 Kings 19. And 2 Kings 21, 2 Chronicles 22, and chapter 24. Chronicles 28, that's 2 Chronicles 28, and 2 Chronicles 33:3. Oh, now I can safely exit from my quick verse here. Let's see. Okay. And we have a beautiful song here somewhere. I'm going to insert that by Vonda Bierman, but going to the book of Hebrews now is my plan. And I have only a few more minutes. We only have a few more minutes here, but what about that great crowd of witnesses in Hebrews in the New Testament? Brit Kadashaw in Hebrews chapter 12. Let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back, and especially those sins that wrap themselves tightly around our feet and trip us up. Let us run with patience the particular race that Yahweh set before us. Keep your eyes on Messiah. Now, this needs to be in the King James, in 12 verse 2 of Hebrews. Verse 4, after all, you have never yet struggled against sin and temptation until you sweat great drops of blood. Messiah sweat great drops of blood for us. And by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53. And have you quite forgotten the encouraging words Yahweh spoke to you, his child? He said, my son, Yahweh spoke to you, my son, don't be angry when Yahweh punishes you. Don't be discouraged when he has to show you where you're wrong. For when he punishes you, it proves that he loves you. And when he whips you, it proves you really are his child. Let Yahweh train you, for he is doing what any loving father does for his children. Whoever heard of a son who was never corrected? If Yahweh doesn't punish you when you need it, as other fathers punish their sons, then it means that you aren't really Yahweh's son at all, that you don't really belong in his family. Since we respect our fathers here on earth, though they punish us, should we not all the more cheerfully submit to Yahweh's training so that we can begin really to live? Our earthly fathers trained us for a few brief years during doing the best for us that they knew how. But Yahweh's correction is always right, and for our best good, that we may share his kadosh. Get Vonda to come up to the microphone, symbolically speaking, and it's called, He is the Mighty One, the Mighty Creator. So I think it would help if I read the lyrics. You spoke the word, and it stood. You made earth and heaven all good. You are the mighty creator. You formed a woman and man out of the dust of your hand. You are the mighty creator. I will worship you. I will give you all my esteem. She used the word glory there. I'll give you my esteem or splendor. Unto you, O Yah, my praises will I sing. I will honor you, for you alone are worthy. Thou art my maker, redeemer, and king. You formed salvation's plan before the world began. You are the mighty creator. And when man fell into sin, you made a way for him. You are the mighty creator. Words and music by Trina Feliciano. I'm your creation. Of sin, you died to set me free. Now you're creating a clean heart within me. Well, hopefully that's the case. Vonda?
You spoke the word and it stood, made earth and heaven all good. You are the mighty. To you, oh.
Rhonda Bierman from Pleasant Hill, Oregon. Another song that I can really relate to is one called They're His. Talks about moms and dads here and how most of our children have fallen away today. They've fallen from the faith that was once delivered to them from the pulpit. They've gone to a number of churches and they've preached this and preached that, but they've preached Messiah from the heart. They've preached the gospel that Yahushua, the Messiah, died for our sins, for our deliverance, for our redemption. He rose from the grave after 3 nights and 3 days. That he was in the heart of the earth. He was in that tomb 3 nights and 3 days. And then the resurrection power of the Spirit rose him up to live forever and sit at the right hand of the Father. The song, They're His, by Judy Evanson, 1991 Little Red Oak Publishing Company, all rights reserved. Tear-stained face of a mother's love as her daughter she's thinking of, the baby she dressed in pink, grown now, and who would think that she would break her heart, the little girl, in my case is Deborah, that she would break my heart and also break my wife's heart. How has she wounded her mother so? She has chosen a different way to go, and she's left behind all the joy she'd find in the Savior's love. But Mama, remember, Yahweh loves her more than you do. And Mama, remember Yahweh's patience with you. Now here's another stanza. Misty eyes see a baby boy. He was once his father's pride and joy. But that day is gone. Everything has gone wrong, and he's lost his way. This reminds you of the prodigal son, of course. Time has passed now. He's on his own. There's no way his daddy could have known it would be his way. All he can do is pray for the one he loves. Time for the chorus. But Father, or Dad, remember Yahweh loves him more than you do. And Dad, remember Yahweh's patience with you.
Tear-stained face of a mother's love. It's her daughter she's thinking of. The baby she dressed in pink. Grown now and who would think she would break her heart. How has she wounded chosen a different way to go, and she's left behind all of the joy she'd find in the Savior's love. Misty eyes see a baby boy. He was once his father. Pride and joy, but that day is gone. Everything has gone wrong, and he's lost his way. Time has passed, and now he's on his own. There's no way his daddy could have known it would be this way. All he can do is pray for the one.
My heart today. How many times has he picked you?
many times as he picked you up, brushed your tears away. Mothers and fathers, remember, they're his. They're his. And Vonda Bierman, by the way, is on a CD called I Choose You. So Yahweh, continue to bless us in this study of his separated name. But this is Stefan Yah. Thanks for joining us, and shalom. Shalom today to you. He loves you.